Furry Friends Friday. And we are here, and Jack is here. Jack is our...
Wait, am I a furry friend?
You're not the furry friend. You are our friend, though. You're part of the Johnny and Megan School of Kids That Want to Do Radio Good. But we have Scooter. Scooter is our furry friend today. And Becca from the Long Dog Retreat Dachshund and Rescue is with us today. And you have brought us Scooter. And tell us a little bit about Scooter.
So Scooter is a 7-year-old neutered male. He is ready for adoption. He is a red, smooth-coated boy. He came to us as an owner surrender. Unfortunately, his owners passed away.
Okay.
And the family could not care for him and his two brothers, so they surrendered to us.
We're looking to find a Scooter kiss.
You did. He loves to give kisses. We're looking to find a home for him and his two brothers. He's okay. also got a brother, Nemo, and a brother, Mr. Snuggles.
He is like the sweetest.
Wait. Mr. He's got a brother named Mr. Snuggles?
Yes. Mr. Snuggles is a beautiful long-haired cream.
Scooter, Mr. Snuggles, and what was his other brother's
Nemo.
Name?
Nemo.
Man.
Oh, my gosh.
That is awesome. So you said they're roughly the same. They look roughly the same?
No, they look totally different.
Totally different. Okay.
Yeah, Nemo is a long-haired red.
Okay.
So roughly the same color, but real fluffy.
Okay.
Mr. Snuggles is a long-haired cream, so he's almost a blonde.
Oh, okay.
And he's got the long hair.
Whoa. And he likes to snuggle, obviously.
Yes. Wonderful. He's a big-time snuggler.
So, you know, dachshunds are just so fascinating. And this is my favorite part. So you can watch it on Facebook. I love seeing dachshunds walk around because they've got the tiny little legs and the very long body. But, you know, what's sort of the ideal family for a dog like this?
It depends. Dachshunds can vary in their temperament.
Mm-hmm.
Dachshunds, I like to recommend to a family that are active.
Yeah.
Dachshunds need to stay active. They need to stay thin. A lot of dogs that we get into the rescue are very overweight. Scooter could even afford to lose a pound or two.
Okay. Okay.
That doesn't sound like a lot of weight, but that's a lot of weight for a dog
for him,
that's a 9-pound dog.
Right.
So you also have to be aware that they have to avoid stairs because they get a disease called, it's IBDD. It's a disc disorder.
Okay.
And it's a hereditary disorder.
Okay.
So we recommend ramps.
Yeah.
Or if they have to go up and down a step in and out of the house, just one step.
Okay.
Okay.
I have dachshunds of my own at home, so I've built ramps everywhere.
Okay.
The house is built for them.
Yeah. Wow.
No human food because, again, of the weight problems.
Yeah. We want them to stay hot dogs, not bratwursts or kielbasas or anything like that.
I've seen dachshunds.
Bun-length wieners.
Yeah, we don't
want.
Yeah.
Right. I've seen dachshunds in families with very young children.
Uh-huh.
And that's always possible.
Yeah.
A lot of our rescue dogs we recommend a little bit older child, just because of the pulling and grabbing of a smaller dog.
Yeah.
Any of our dogs, we always temperament test them.
Yeah.
And that's part of what I do for the rescue is temperament test them. And then we recommend based on the dog's temperament.
How does somebody go ahead and contact you guys if they are interested in adopting?
You can find us on Facebook. We're on the Long Dog Retreat Rescue under Facebook. Or you can find us on the internet, which is www.longdogretreat.org.
Okay. And you guys also have a big thing coming up tomorrow, right?
Yes, we do.
Wienerpalooza.
Yes, this is our fourth annual Wienerpalooza. And you can find information on that on Facebook under Wienerpalooza.
Okay.
Or on the internet, www.wienerpalooza.org.
All right.
Tomorrow from 10 to 6, I believe the gates open about 9:30.
Okay.
We've got a wonderful grab bag. Get there early. There are limited supply of the grab bags. It's in Marcellus. It's at 13887 Stevens Street in Marcellus.
Stevens Street in Marcellus. All right.
It's a huge 3-acre fenced-in yard.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have anything from canine good citizen testing to barn hunt and meet the rat section, which is the dogs go into hay piles and they look for rats and tubes.
Oh, my goodness.
Fun.
That sounds adorable.
It's a lot of fun. There's going to be an agility demo, bobbing for wieners, wiener races. There's going to be a bounce house for children's. No bounce house for dogs.
Oh, that'd be cute, too.
We're going to try really hard to keep the dogs out.
I really want to see
I really
want to see a bunch of dachshunds just flying in the air. I think that'd be super cute.
We have cute little odds and ends judging types things for older dogs that can't do stuff.
So, yeah, okay.
A lot of fun stuff.
So if someone has a dachshund, could they bring their dachshund to this event?
Actually, yes. They can bring any dog up to, I believe it's 30 pounds.
Okay. Man, I should bring
doesn't
Plinko.
Have to doesn't yeah, have to be should. Just a dachshund.
Okay.
We have I know somebody who's bringing a corgi. We've had pugs show up. We've had chihuahuas show up.
This is Plinko type.
Bring Plinko in his little pouch.
Yeah, you ought to come. Sling. Yeah.
I have
we do have a costume party or a costume contest.
He wears a bow tie all the time.
See? There
so,
you go.
I mean, he's always ready for a fancy party.
Absolutely.
This is very exciting stuff. What were you going to say, Jack?
If I could, I would adopt. I would definitely adopt him. He's like the cutest dog ever, but I have lots and lots of stairs, so that wouldn't work.
Oh, yeah. Your house would be torture for this pup.
Yeah, lots and lots of stairs.
Yeah.
So Jack can't adopt him, but someone else can. And Becca, one more time, where can we find more information about adopting Scooter or his brother Snuggles? Mr. Snuggles, right? Mr. Snuggles.
Right.
I want to, you know, be appropriate here. Mr. Snuggles. And then his brother Nemo. How would we go about adopting one or even all three of these guys?
You could find us on www.longdogretreat.org, or you can find us on Facebook, Long Dog Retreat Rescue.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Scooter. What were you going to say, buddy?
So how many dogs in total do you have for adoption?
I believe right now we have 10 up for adoption.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
Is that a lot for you guys?
That's about average. It's about average. Sometimes we go a lot higher. It depends on how many foster homes we can find, because we can only hold so many at the actual rescue itself before it becomes too much for the rescue owners.
Interesting. Well, Becca, thank you so much for joining us for Furry Friends Friday. Very excited about Wienerpalooza tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So are we.
And thank you so much, Scooter, for being on the show. Furry Friends Friday is all brought to you by Distinguished Stoneworks in Stevensville, where each job is custom-made, so the only limitation is your imagination. They're located off North Roosevelt Road in Stevensville, and they want you to support our local animal rescue groups and shelters.